I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There's reportedly a plea deal in the works for Guantanamo detainee Omar Khadr. Khadr is a Canadian citizen who's accused of killing an American soldier in Afghanistan in 2002. Omar Khadr was 15 years old at the time. His military trial is slated to resume Monday. Derek Stoffel is covering this story for the CBC, and he is en route to Guantanamo now. Could you remind us first, Derek, who Omar Khadr is and what his background is?
Well, Omar Khadr is a member of the notorious Khadr family. They're well known in Canada. The father was killed in Afghanistan in the very firefight that Omar Khadr is accused of killing the U.S. soldier. And, you know, he's got some other brothers who have had brush-ins with the Canadian authorities. They faced, terrorism allegations. His mother has come out and said several times that she's proud of her boys. So they're certainly reviled, I would say, is fair to say, in Canada.
Well, we're hearing that there is talk of a deal in the works about him. What's known about that at this point, and why would they even be working toward a deal? I mean, this would be the first detainee under President Obama who was put before the military tribunal. Why work out a deal now?
Well, Omar Khadr has said all along that he would not accept a deal, that he would not plead guilty to murder and four other war crimes charges. But I talked to his lawyers, and they basically are saying that he's now 24 years old. He could end up spending the rest of his life behind bars. He's been in Guantanamo for nearly 8 years now. So it sounds like they're trying to convince Omar Khadr that, you know, spending another 7, 8, 9 years in jail, some of it in Canada, perhaps the majority of it in Canada, is much better than spending a lot of time in jail. You know, we could see, I've been speaking to legal analysts who are saying, you know, if there is a plea deal, Omar Khadr could end up spending a year or two in jail, so it could be certainly reduced.
Maybe you can take us back to the event that led to his capture. He was a teenager, as you said then. He was 15 years old, so now he's spent about a third of his life at Guantanamo Bay. He is accused of killing a sergeant who was from Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is Christopher Speer. This is when special forces of the U.S. raided one of al-Qaeda's compounds in eastern Afghanistan. What do they say that his role, this man's role specifically, was?
Well, the most serious charge against Omar Khadr is that he killed Sergeant Christopher Speer, that he actually threw the grenade that killed Sergeant Speer. But he faces a number of other charges. It was very severe, a fierce firefight. In fact, Omar Khadr is the only person to emerge alive from that firefight. So he faces, war crimes charges for aiding and abetting terrorism, for spying, for attempted murder. So he denies all along that he threw that grenade. But, you know, now we are expecting that he may actually stand up and reverse that all and say, in fact, I'm guilty, to see a reduced sentence.
So if the trial does go forth, would he testify in his own defense?
There's two possibilities of what could happen on Monday. If this plea deal is accepted, if Omar Khadr says, yes, I plead guilty to these five charges, then there will be no trial. It'll immediately start to be what will happen is a sentencing hearing will begin. A military panel of seven officers will hear about 3 or 4 days of evidence. We're expecting also to hear from Sergeant Speer's wife. She's traveling to Guantanamo Bay. So we will hear from Omar Khadr at that point. He will take the stand in his own defense and, you know, talk about his 8 years behind bars at Guantanamo Bay, and then we will have a sentence handed down at the end of that. Or if he decides to reject this deal, then the military hearing or the trial will get going, and there will be all kinds of evidence called, and that's expected to take about a month.
Another question here. Why would Canada be reluctant, as it apparently is, to have Omar Khadr serve some of his remaining time back in Canada?
I think that goes back to the fact that the Khadr family is just, they are not well-liked in Canada, and the government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper, they haven't rejected the idea of Omar Khadr coming back to Canada, but they've been very cool to it. Though there is no significant pressure in Canada, you know, some people call him a child soldier at the age of 15, so there is a lot of pressure on the Canadian government to allow Omar Khadr back. We will probably find that out next week as well.
Well, thank you very much. Derek Stoffel, reporter for the CBC. He's en route now to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to cover the military trial of Canadian citizen Omar Khadr. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.